So, hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center, and this is the March Reiki Reju. And we've just been talking a little bit about the intense energies. I am not an astrologer, so I kind of pay attention, but the only reason I pay attention is just so that it makes more sense, because I do find I am frequently affected or impacted by the environmental energy. And it just saves me a lot of time and effort. So I'm not sitting there going, why am I feeling like this? What's going on? It's kind of like when I have it marked or at like the back of my mind of, okay, this is going to be a busy, energetic month. Then when I feel that and there's not an obvious reason why I'm feeling like that, then it just gives me a bit of space to relax. It was actually very funny. This week, I have had client after client coming in. I had one gentleman, honestly, I tried to hint, but he was just salt of the earth kind of guy, you know, and he was coming in because he was feeling anxious about other things. There was other things going on in his life, but he was like, oh my God, I thought I was getting better. Then last week, I just was anxious for no reason. And I just don't understand it. And I, should I up my meds and this, that, and the other? And I was just... it's like, oh, how do I tell him, you know? So I was just kind of hinting. I was just like, well, maybe you're sensitive to things that are going on. You know, there's a lot of activities going on in the world. You know, maybe there's just a bit of that. Maybe it's not you. And he was looking at me like, all right. And I was like, well, you never know, right? If you can't find a reason for the anxiety, it might actually not be your anxiety that you're dealing with. He wasn't convinced. He was looking at me like I was crazy. But for those of us who maybe are a bit more open to, not saying that he was not open, that didn't come out right, but just more knowledgeable maybe, or just knowing that this stuff is a thing, right? That you can actually be impacted by anxiety that's simply in the field. And it's... there's kind of an obvious experience of that, like when you turn on the news, even when the war or the event is happening miles away from you, not even in your own country, you can feel the impact. Now, part of that is you resonating or responding to, like, what if this happened to me? How is this going to impact me? So there is a personal element to it. But oftentimes you can just simply pick up on the anxiety when it's not necessarily triggering something in your own system. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit, how to navigate that, because sometimes it's just emotion, right? Sometimes it's not always connected to stuff. So when we feel really anxious about stuff, and I'm talking specifically about anxiety, because that seems to be the kind of main feeling that this energy surge is producing. I might be wrong. So whatever your emotion is, maybe it's fear, maybe it's anger, maybe it's sadness. So whatever is triggering in your system, the same applies, right? So the thing is just to, first of all, check in when you are in more quiet moments. Do you have the tendency to link or try and link? And this is very natural, right? So when we start to feel an emotion, the first thought normally is, why am I feeling like this? Like, what's up? And then the mind, because the mind is simply there to help us survive, right? That's the sole purpose of the mind, is to make sure we survive. So it's constantly looking at problem solving. That's its job. Its job is not to actually sit there going, all is well. That's actually not the mind's job. The mind's job is like, where's the danger? How do I survive? What's coming? Planning for the future. That's the mind's job. So understanding what your mind is there to do really helps you. And it also really helps you to realize it's just an organ of the body, much like your heart is there to pump blood around, right? And the kidneys are there to what are the kidneys there to do? Sorry, A-level biology teacher. You know, like, isn't it to, oh my God, I'm just going to stop again. Anyway, it's an organ, or two organs. And it's got stuff to do, right? It like does collects. Oh my God, urea, is it? Someone nod at me. What do the kidneys do? Okay, thank you. Like, this is terrible. Anyway, I'm going offside here, and I'm also you're also now looking at me like, should I be listening to this woman? What is she talking about? But what I'm saying is that the organs of the body collaborate to make the whole body. And also in that mix is the emotional life and the mental life and the spiritual life, which are non-seen things. So you've got the biology of the body, but you've also got the emotional body and you've got the mental body and the spiritual body. So it kind of, if you look at certain modalities, they would say it goes in layers around the aura, or other modalities would say different emotions sit in different organs. You know, there's a lot of different philosophies around this, but essentially we know that the body kind of tunes in to certain environmental things that are going on. It's very fine-tuned. So, like when you watch the news, you'll get a certain resonance. When someone walks into the room, for many of us, especially if we're Reiki people, it's almost like Reiki tunes us in to those more subtle layers. So when you get a Reiki attunement, in a sense, it really is an initiation into the different layers. And I've had so many students say this to me. It's like, I was kind of oblivious before Reiki, and then I got my Reiki attunement. And now I'm kind of starting to tap into all these more subtle energy layers. And that is one of the things that happens, right? It's like when we start to really embark on our Reiki journey through the attunement process, there is an alignment. And that's what brings us into Reiki in the first place, is this yearning to be more aligned. Be more aligned with ourselves, be more aligned with our life path, with our position in the universe. You know what I mean? Like to feel more that we kind of know what's going on. Now, the knowing is not mental. The knowing is that feeling of all is well. So the all is well feeling doesn't come from the mind telling you. It comes from the body and the energetic system feeling like it's more aligned with the bigger systems. So when you start to do your Reiki, you come into alignment, right? That's why it feels nice. And that's why you feel more comfortable and more connected. So when you start to notice, actually, there's more going on than just me and my system. The upside is you realize there's more going on than just me and my system. It's not personal. It's not necessarily me. The downside is you start to notice all this shit, right? It's like, ah, okay, now I'm swimming in this soup. And before, I didn't realize I was swimming in the soup. I was kind of oblivious. But now that my energy is more aligned, more open, more connected with the bigger flow, now I can feel it all. I can feel it all more. Now, the good thing is that you actually have, because you're listening to this, you have the knowledge. Now, for those people that don't have the knowledge, like my client friend, like he was just all over the shop. He was taking more medicine because he was like, oh my God, what's happening? I can't handle this. In the meantime, I'm kind of gently tapping him on the shoulder, going, actually, it's not you. So oftentimes, if you're not aware of it, the problem is you then immediately assume it's you. And then when you assume it's you, then obviously you're going to try and find out what's wrong. But if it's not you, it will just pass. So for those of us who've been in tune with the energetics, and I can't remember what the beginning of this month was. I think it was was it the planetary alignments or something? Maybe. Yeah, good. Thank God for you nodding heads. Thank you. And then as we move into the next phase, I think it's the eclipses season. Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, we're going into stuff, okay? And the thing is, you don't need to, I think the key thing is clearly you don't need to know what's actually going on because it doesn't make any difference. But knowing that if there are waves of energy coming at you, and whether it's stated or not, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, I've been reading this. So in a sense, I have the knowledge, oh, check out the beginning, check out the middle, check out the end of the month, just pay attention to that. But even if that hadn't come into my inbox, I would still notice this surge of anxiety. In me, it came up as anxiety, right? So this surge of anxiety, and it was, some days it was just the whole day. Some days it was like an hour here and then it went, and then another hour, just randomly, like I'm driving or randomly when I'm in the supermarket or just really weird timings, not when I'm thinking about stuff. So I think then you can start to just check in with yourself. So I thought today we would do a bit of a meditation just as a kind of check-in to see what's going on and whether or not it's attached to any thinking. And whether or not that thinking is just a justification for the emotion. Oh, this is why, so that the mind can put it to rest. Or whether there's actually thinking coming up that is then creating the emotion, right? So there's two different ways this can work. So you've got the thinking that is coming in, like most obvious, like, I'm not safe, right? I'm not safe, or I'm not doing enough, or this, I don't have enough money, or something comes in. And then there is the corresponding emotion that starts to get riled up, right? That is clearly your shit, right? You're thinking a whole bunch of unhelpful thoughts, creating a whole bunch of emotions that then create a whole bunch of behaviors, right? Blum, 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 classic CBT. But there is another way it can happen, which is simply the emotions are essentially a barometer of the energy environment, right? That's what emotions kind of are. So the emotions could be triggered by the environment. So there's a whole bunch of impulses coming in, different energies coming in because of the planetary alignments or the eclipse or the moon, whatever. And there's a whole different kind of energy vibration. And then there's a certain tuning into that by the body system, the emotional system that creates whatever. And then we label it. So the thinking then labels it anxiety, fear, sadness, whatever. And then we go, oh, why am I feeling anxiety, fear, sadness? And then the mind clicks in and creates a story around the barometer. It literally is like looking out and going, oh, it's sunny. Why is that? Blah, blah, blah. It's raining. What is that? Why is that? And so the mind kind of creates these stories around it. And in the old days, if you remember, weather used to be, thunder used to be, the gods are mad with me. We've done something wrong. Right? Luckily, we're not there anymore. But that kind of thinking is trying to identify, oftentimes incorrectly, why certain things are happening. So getting yourself in tune or practiced, a little bit more practiced in terms of what is actually happening. Is it a personal reaction that I need to look at, right? Do some work around whatever. Is there stuff coming up for me to look at? Or am I just swimming through a particularly difficult soup? And actually my only job is to kind of open to it, right? Just open to it, allow it, let it go through. This will pass. Maybe there's a strengthening of the immune system I can do. Maybe there's self-care that I can do. So there's kind of a different response depending on what's going on. But first of all, you need to figure out what's going on, right? So I thought that would be a useful little a little investigation for us today. So we're going to start off. We're just going to put hands in Gassho prayer pose in front of the heart center. And what this does is this, again, it's just a ritual. Like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but there are lots of reasons why. Like in Japanese, Gassho just means hands coming together. And this is also seen in the nervous system reset, things like that. You're bringing all your meridians, you're balancing the left, right sides of the hemisphere. You're doing all kinds of good stuff biologically. So there's lots of reasons why the prayer pose is in many different cultures. Right? Because it is a very good way of calming the body system and connecting with our body systems and the yin and the yang, all those things, different nervous system points, different meridian points all end in the fingers, all kinds of things. So bringing our hands in Garsho. And then if you're sitting, having your feet flat on the ground, or if you're cross-legged, just really kind of connecting in with the sit bones, with the base of the spine. So we're starting to ground ourselves. And then we're just going to take a couple of breaths. And we do this just so that we can start to bring our attention into the body. So the barometer, the emotional barometer, is accessed through the body, through the sensations of the body, and not through the mind. But first of all, we're going to align ourselves with the Reiki, with the universal life force. And we do that by imagining right at the top of our heads. And again, there are many different ways of doing this, but this is just a very easy, well-trodden path. And well-trodden paths in ritual, in religion, in modalities can be very helpful because many, many other energies have trodden this path with us and before us. So as we breathe, we just call in the Reiki attunement through the crown chakra, which is at the top of our heads. And you can imagine this as a thousand-petaled lotus. And as you inhale, the lotus blossoms, it opens. And sometimes if your imagination is good, you can even feel the top of your head opening, expanding, or tingling. And you're calling in that Reiki energy through the crown into the center of the chest, the heart chakra. And then you can coordinate with the exhale breath, just allowing that energy to go all the way down through the arms, into the hands and fingers. And for some people, this will feel like a tingling in the fingers or a heat in the hands. So inviting the Reiki attunement down through the crown into the heart center, exhale all the way down through the arms, into the hands and fingers. And you're just doing this for a couple of breaths, really getting centered in the body. And then we're going to very gently, hands still in Garsho, very gently on the exhale, instead of inviting the energy to go down through the arms into the hands and fingers, we're going to invite the energy to concentrate on the inhale into the heart center and on the exhale, allowing it to expand all the way out through the body into the aura. So our energy system, which is 1, 2, 3 feet around us, depending, and just seeing what naturally seems to bubble for you. Where is your natural boundary? And don't let it go too far. So if you're noticing that you're filling the entire room, just see if you can bring it in a little bit. Focus it. Maybe about 2 or 3 feet out so that you're enclosed in a beautiful energy bubble. Translucent. Might feel like it's a certain color or colors. But you're not putting any color in, you're just noticing what happens. Inhaling. Down through the crown into the heart center, exhaling out all around you. And this is your personal energy, your personal physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And now bringing your hands down anywhere on your body, but keep your palms facing down. So if your hands are on your thighs, the palms are facing down onto the thighs. And you can continue just to breathe like that. Inhale down through the crown into the heart center. Exhale all the way out, creating a beautiful bubble around you. And you might notice certain physical reactions as you do this. Sometimes you start to feel hot all around the body. Sometimes you feel tingly, more open, more expansive. And then with this personal energy, you're just going to very gently check inwards into the body system itself. And we're looking for any signs of emotional agitation. So if you're feeling content and comfortable, normally there isn't a lot of agitation. There might be sensation, but it doesn't feel very agitated or uncomfortable. So you're just noticing if there's any areas of discomfort. You're not judging it, you're not labeling it, you're just looking for kind of uncomfortable feeling sensations. And for a lot of people, they feel it in their chest area or in their stomach, in the belly, sometimes in the head. And you're just taking note. Almost like on a scale of 1 to 10, how agitated am I feeling today? And that kind of barometer, that checking in, can be really helpful just as a early warning system that stuff is up. And all you're doing, if you notice any sensations, is you're just allowing it to be there. With a kind of compassion, with a kindness. Not trying to get rid of it, not trying to change it. This is just information. Then we're going to shift our attention now out into the environment. So we've got our nice little bubble. And now you're just extending your awareness out into the room. And that might not make much sense, but just imagine. Imagine you're sensing out into the room. And notice if that changes anything in your body. Do you notice the room is calmer or more agitated than you in your bubble? And if it feels calmer, you can breathe it in, harmonize, balance yourself with the outer calm. If it feels more agitated, you can simply notice that. And also notice that you don't have to bring it in. You don't really have to engage with it if you don't want to, because you have your own little bubble from before. But just be aware that it's there. And you might notice as you tune into that, that it creates sensations in different areas of your body. Might be the same areas. Just noticing. going to extend it outside of your home because you might have that quite well harmonized if you're doing certain rituals in your home or if you're filling your home with good energy, protective energy. Might not be such a good barometer. So imagine now that you can go out just into the world, and you don't have to imagine yourself geographically, but almost just intending to just tap into the energetic vibration on the planet right now. And that's just an intention, if that doesn't really make sense. Just intending to tune in. And noticing what that feels like. Is the intensity high, medium, low? And again, just information. Just let it run through your body system if it feels more intense. Not having to fix it or protect yourself from it. Just see if you can align yourself. So it's flowing through, bringing everything into a certain balance. Even if it feels uncomfortable, just being okay with the discomfort. Or if it feels calmer, and just really allowing that in as well. And then we come back in. So just pulling back your attention and intention back into the room. Might feel different. And then bringing your attention and intention back into your own personal aura. Your spiritual, emotional, mental, physical bodies. Just seeing how these feel. And sometimes a simple exercise, just noticing the different layers of energy, just allowing the energies to run through without any resistance. When you come back in, you can often feel more harmonized, more balanced, more unified with the whole. Just noticing if the term all is well resonates a bit more now. Perhaps, perhaps not. Perhaps if the mind is getting engaged with this statement, you can simply remind yourself that all is well is simply in terms of the energy. Is the energy well in your body? Even if it's feeling agitated or tense or tight. Seeing if you can let go of the mental labels and beliefs. And simply being with the energy itself, the sensations, the feelings of expansiveness, the breathing in of the Reiki, can focus on this again, the inhaling and the exhaling out into the aura. Taking a few moments as we finish up this meditation, just to fill yourself up with Reiki, really inviting it in, filling up all the cells. Filling up all the emotional body, the area around your aura. Inviting the mind to rest and rejuvenate. And then just deepening the breathing, starting to wiggle your fingers, your toes. Perhaps giving yourself a little stretch. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.